Alright, welcome back, my boyettes, to another podcast with me, Colby, Sarah, and Wyatt. Say hi.
No.
Hi. Oh. Are we not saying hi?
No.
Nobody ever says hi.
I said hi.
Saying hello is disgusting. It's just disgusting.
I'm sorry that I've disgusted you.
Disgusting.
Alright. Let's address the elephant in the room. The number one thing on our list of things to discuss today.
My new headset?
No, that's number two.
No, it's the IL recode and the fact that Fawzer has brain cancer, which is very bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. It's terrible.
I'm just glad people are actually donating and stuff to help him out, because it's hard to go through stuff like that for anyone.
Yeah. I could
see someone in my family going through that.
They reached their goal, like, a lot. Like, they went far over their goal, like 7,000 the last time I knew. Like, 7,000 over.
Yeah, that they were aiming for 30,000, I think.
I think so, yeah. And the first screenshot that I saw was like 37,000.
Hmm.
But I just hope he gets better. And the fact that the IL recode is not here, it's fine, because that estimated date of February, the end of it, is really bad, because there's no way you can promise something like that when you've been working on it for about how many months? Like, 4 or 3? I don't know.
I'll have to
talk about that a bit later, because there's a few things that I really enjoy and the IL recode.
The thing that gets me about the recode is, like, are they actually recoding the entire game, or are they salvaging some of the
salvaging
stuff?
Probably.
The dinosaur models and stuff.
Yeah, Dondi salvaged a lot of his stuff. Like, the forest fire thing he was working on, he salvaged that. Like, they're salvaging stuff, for sure.
Yeah, because, I mean, if they were recoding the entire game, we probably wouldn't expect to see that recode for years. Maybe.
Yeah.
Because it's not like, you know, the team that's working on it, it's not like it's a Ubisoft or an EA team or something like that. They don't have millions of dollars.
No, it's just like a small amount of people working on one thing. It's not like a whole department, you know?
It's not like Rockstar Games.
Shut up, you stupid.
They had like 160 people working on Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah, there's like,
when that was a thing.
There's not that many devs for the IO, I can tell you that.
No, and Fawzer is the head developer, too.
I gotta be honest with you, I didn't know that he was until I found out about the brain cancer thing.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was the same for a lot of people.
Because I had the impression, I'm sure a lot of people have, that Dondi was the head guy. Because,
I mean, considering that he, like, streams a lot and stuff, and shows stuff.
You don't hear much about the other devs, aside from him. Alright, Colby, you want to mention your new headset?
I have a new headset.
Colby has a new headset.
It probably sounds a lot better than the other one.
I hope so.
Well, does it?
Yeah. I think so.
Cool.
And I spent $100 on you, so you better appreciate it.
Yeah, but
I appreciate it.
That wasn't all the headset, was it?
No, the headset was
like 60.
Most of the money.
Hmm.
Wasn't it?
60% of the money, because it was $60.
Yeah.
I spent 105 cents. The 5 cents got me change, because I didn't have a fucking nickel on me. So,
no one has a nickel on except for my mom. My mom carries a fucking change.
My pap But it's like, you got a nickel on you. Fucking. I was like, just let me pay with a dollar. I'll get change. Next time I can use that.
You can. I don't even know what you can buy with change.
Gum.
No, not even. You fucking walk into Wise's or whatever, gum. And gum's like gum. $2
gumball
a pack.
Machine.
Gumball machine.
I like gumball machines. Yeah, but that's a quarter.
All Rex. Oh, sorry.
Oh yeah, they're playing a disclaimer. We're gonna. They're playing a game.
Disclaimer: we're playing.
You're playing the Isle.
The Isle.
Yeah. Yeah. As stupid looking Gigas.
They look like. They're ducks. They're like big ducks.
They look horrible. I don't like the Giga model. I don't like the way it moves or anything. What? I mean, the Giga model looks good, but I don't like the way it moves.
You know what's great? I don't know why, but every once in a while you can like catch some of the volume from the game in Colby's mic. So like,
yeah, I know.
He says that. Wait, really? Yeah, you can. I've never said anything because it's not a big deal. But like when you mentioned that, you could just hear a roar.
Yeah, I don't find it annoying.
No, I don't think it is.
Yeah, it's actually pretty amusing. Oh. Just listening to dinosaurs make noises through my headset.
Do you want to know what else is amusing? Well, I had to change my OBS settings since I got the thing, so now it comes through OBS as well. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-mm.
Big lag spike.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I get all those on OBS. I don't have the voice changer open. I ought to open that real quick. But, next thing. Any post-high school plans? Do either of you have them?
Like, after high school?
Yeah, after high school.
Never mind. I don't want to, like, give that away. But at the same time, I kind of do. But
I'm just going to go to my buddy and be like, hey, can I drive an excavator for you? He's going to be like, yeah. And I'm going to be like, okay.
Colby, oh my god.
What? What?
One day you're just going to die.
You going to drive an excavator today? I know. Away?
Probably.
Colby is like the man that's... He's just going to die. The man.
Sarah watched me drive an excavator.
No. I had the chance to do that once and I was terrified of it.
You see him? Where is he?
Oh, the game. You can hear it.
Where is he?
In the trees.
Which trees?
Where I'm looking.
Oh, the trees that I was just next to?
No. In front of me.
Oh.
Hey, Colby.
There's two.
Hi.
You got those dino facts ready, or is this not a good time for those?
Is that what it's... Next? Yeah, it is. Okay, cool. Well, this is where I'm going to talk about the IL recode a bit. Because I saw the, I see him. I see their X's. But, I don't like the Pteranodon model, or the way it flies, or anything like that. Well, actually, it glides. It doesn't even fly. But I watched the, takeoff animation for it. I like the standing still takeoff, but the running takeoff looks stupid. It takes off like a bird. In reality, it should take off more like a bat, like a quadruped takeoff, not a bipedal takeoff. You know?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
We can beat the Rexes with what we have.
Yeah. Are they nice?
What?
I don't
know. Yeah, I still have more dinosaur facts, don't I?
Yeah, Colby's got more dinosaur facts.
I was gonna say, Colby.
Well, what amazes me is that they only found, like, I think one bone from the Quetzalcoatlus, and everybody is trying to judge how big it was. And they think it was, like, its wingspan is the size of a Spitfire. I don't know, man.
That's an airplane, correct?
Yeah, a British, a World War II plane.
Okay.
But, yeah, what was I gonna say? Oh, yeah, they only found, like, one bone. I think it was either a wing bone or a neck bone, and it was huge, and its relatives, they found, like, almost complete fossils of those, so they just kind of estimated on what it looked like.
So what we're saying is we really don't know.
Yeah, we don't know a lot of things.
Huh.
They just estimated because of the, you see, Quetzalcoatlus isn't classified as a pterosaur. It's classified as another, like, genus of flying reptile. I don't remember what it's called. But that whole entire, like, species is known for having a huge, like, they're just big birds, pretty much. The difference between them and normal pterosaurs, have, like, a normal vertebrae, and, this, you know, family has, like, all huge bones in the neck, not, like, little tiny bones. So its neck wasn't very flexible.
Yeah. I'm gonna be honest, I zoned out. I was on Instagram while you were explaining that.
We were both ignoring his dinosaur facts.
He's not explaining it for us. He's explaining it for the two people that are in the estimated audience size of our podcast. Right, Colby?
No, it's no.
Oh, you were explaining it to us. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Better be. Want me to do it again?
No.
No.
I'll tell you what, Colby.
If you didn't want me in this podcast in the first place, you could have just told me to leave.
Alright, Colby, what? See you later.
Yep, get out.
No. Stay. I'm gonna lock you in here. You're locked in here.
You have what? Hold on.
Oh my god.
Oh, he left. Oh god. Oh, he's back.
No, I'm not.
Can you tell me an interesting fact about an ankylosaurus that I didn't know? Because now that I've seen, like, the small one, I want it.
They didn't know if all ankylosaurs had the club tail or not, because they only ever found, like, a couple of those. So it could have been only males that had those.
Do we know for sure now, or is that still unknown?
I'm not really sure. I learned that a while ago, so
this motherfucking paleontologist.
I could be wrong about that.
Doesn't know shit.
Well, I learned that a long time ago. You just told me to tell you a random fact about an ankylosaurus. You think I learn about ankylosaurus every day in my damn life? No, I focus on a variety of dinosaurs.
You should focus only on the ones that are scaly and are dinosaurs.
Well, not a lot of them were very scaly, so...
No, didn't you say they had feathers?
Yeah. A lot of dinosaurs had feathers.
That ruined my childhood.
Oh, they don't know if all of them did or not, okay?
Thanks, Colby. You've made my
childhood. To be honest, I think that they are more scary with feathers than without feathers. Like, have you ever seen, like, the feathered Troodon model? It looks terrifying.
Terrifying, yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's better with feathers than without. And plus, that they've known that they were bird-like for a while, but, like, the first discovery of feathers on a dinosaur was in 2011. But they've known that dinosaurs were very bird-like since, like, 19-something.
So, alright, so let me ask you a question. If dinosaurs are related to birds, then why are birds so, like, retarded now?
Because mammals are dominating the Earth right now. Back then, birds were dominating the Earth, and mammals were really tiny rats.
Then let me ask you another question.
Yeah.
I don't really remember what it was. I had one, but now I'm zoning out, and I don't remember what... Like, it's not zoning out, but I had one. And then I listened to your answer, and I don't fucking remember what it was.
Colby, I'm gonna log.
Okay.
When
back there with like where Radiant is, sorry.
When did birds go from like why did some birds survive the whatever it was that wiped out everything?
Mass extinction?
Yeah, that.
It was a meteor in the Cretaceous period. And some birds survived because they were small and could hide.
Alright, so then what about sauropods? Are they also related to birds?
Yes. They're dinosaurs.
Yeah, but they're like... You can't see a resemblance at all.
They're dinosaurs, aren't they? Therefore, they are birds.
Well, that's like saying we're related to elephants.
We are. In a very long distance relationship, but it's a relationship, okay?
So what you're telling me is if I fuck an elephant, it's incest, because I'm related to it?
No. No.
Are you sure?
No, the only reason you're related to it is because you're a mammal. And it's a mammal.
So it is a relation.
You're hurting my brain.
is my question confusing you?
You're hurting my brain.
Alright, well then we'll move on to the next topic. Which
SpongeBob.
SpongeBob. What are we talking about SpongeBob? I don't know.
How they're ruining it!
The new human-like SpongeBob, you know?
No, I haven't seen this. What?
It's bad.
Is there
what
like...
What the fuck? It's not... It's called SpongeBob for a reason. It's called Human Bob.
Well, now, hold on. Now I have to
That'd
Google
be boring.
This Human Bob, whatever it is.
Just look up, like, the new SpongeBob. He has, like, really blue eyes, and it's really disgusting. I hate it.
They're ruining it.
Blue
Why
eyes
can't you
are bad.
Continue on the list.
Blue
you know, eyes
the best,
are bad.
The best episode of SpongeBob is the one where he's, like, blowing the shell. Into Squidward's yard.
The magic conch.
Yes.
No, not that one.
Magic conch shell.
Yes.
Okay. Oh god, okay, so I looked up new SpongeBob, and you know how Google's like it gives you like the things that people also search related to that term?
Yeah.
So one of the top ones is SpongeBob
was
a boy
nude
or girl?
SpongeBob.
What?
Was nude SpongeBob.
We missed
That's
it!
That's on Colby's mom.
Oh, I'm
That's
so...
on Colby's mom! Oh my god! On Colby's mind.
Colby's yeah, it's mom. On my mom.
You know we missed Annoy Squidward Day?
Yeah, we did.
It was February 15th and we missed it.
Sarah, I'm currently the only person on the Deathmatch server.
Colby, I'm gonna join you and then we're gonna kill each other.
Oh, what
I...
is... Yeah, that does not look good.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they're ruining... Well, they have been ruining SpongeBob for a long time.
Yeah. My favorite new episode is the racing one. I had to watch that twice in a row with Colby.
I haven't watched...
Yeah, we watched it twice at my house.
And the faces were so stupid.
Yeah, Mr. Krabs.
Mr. Krabs is stoned.
Mr. Krabs is gay.
God
is he
it.
Though?
My thing
Mr.
popped
Krabs
up.
Is having no. sex with his daughter.
Oh!
5 times a day.
Follow. You remember that episode where SpongeBob took Pearl to the prom?
Yeah, that was
no,
like
not really.
One of the. That was a pretty good episode, actually.
It was, yeah, because
I don't
really
remember that one.
It was one of the earliest episodes of SpongeBob. So it was in like the first
Bob
or second season. Yeah, I know.
That one was pretty good. When SpongeBob had titties. the little, like the erect nipples. Thank you.
What?
That's not a SpongeBob meme to the staff chat. In our Discord, and if you haven't, you should join it. You should join our Discord.
You should join, you should join our Discord.
It is discord.gg/G6RVJ and lowercase n.
The Stegosaurus 4 calls, like, the best call in the game right now.
Nuh-uh. You know what's the best call in the game right now?
Juvicarno 4 call?
Yes!
No, listen, Sarah. Listen.
Listening. What are we listening for?
Sarah's supposed to listen.
Oh, you know what the next...
What?
Sorry.
I died.
What is this? Oh, yeah, I love that episode, the number one hat. That one was good, too.
The number one hat, yeah. It was... I forget what the hat was. It was, like, Smitty Yeagerman Jensen or some shit like that.
Man. Rip SpongeBob, they ruined it all.
Yeah, they did. You know what's not? You know what else is very upsetting? Is number 6. What the fuck is that? Will we survive in the future? That's a very depressing topic.
Oh, Glemmon got on.
Are we not gonna address that?
Well, what? I mean, like... sorry. I really don't think we will. Because people are stupid.
I can sense Colby's opposite opinion. I can sense it. I guess whenever you said that, he goes... I knew. I was like, something's gonna come.
I know his opinion already, too. He's against it.
Haven't you guys... What? Against what? What are we against? Colby, what are you against?
We will survive.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Some of us will.
The smart ones.
The smarter ones. Yeah.
You know, people are freaking out about the fucking
coronavirus. He wants to practice Giga, and you're attacking me.
Wait, like...
Let's just call it practicing Maya.
You know what is, not, like, challenging, but you know what's kind of shitty to think about? Is, like, we know damn well that we're gonna survive, like, our lifetime, but if any of us have kids, like, what the fuck are they gonna go through?
We probably will, and they're going to go through hell.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's not my life.
No, it's not my problem.
What a great dad.
Colby's gonna be a fantastic dad.
No.
You know it.
You have so much faith in him.
No.
Alright, next topic. As I mentioned before, the coronavirus. Possibly affects dogs.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, there was a dog in China that was tested, and I don't know why the fuck they tested it, but it was tested positive for the coronavirus.
I hate you, Colby.
You know what?
You missed. Oh, no, you didn't. It just really delayed.
You know what the coronavirus is?
It's a virus.
I've done some research, and basically, it's the flu with a fancy name.
Yeah, like, pretty much.
Like, if you look at all the symptoms, they're the exact same symptoms as the flu. It has, like, the exact same mortality rate as the flu. And that people who are susceptible to it are the same people that are susceptible to the fucking flu. So, it's just... It's kind of just a fancy flu. I'm not worried about it, personally. Although it is in New York, which is relatively close.
Very close, yeah.
But the people, like, the mayor of New York was like, we're prepared for this because we expected that shit to happen because New York's a big city and people in there travel. So hopefully he knows what the fuck he's doing and can contain that virus.
Oh, I died.
Oh, you died.
Probably not.
I hope so, though. I hope people aren't retarded. No one's heard anything about what's going on over there in China recently. I don't think we've heard anything new about that. But speaking of China, they pulled Plague Inc. from app stores and shit over there, so you can no longer get Plague Inc. in China. Because it has content that is illegal in China, and I got that from IGN, so if you want a fucking source, go to their Instagram page and look it up.
Speaking of
coronavirus
and stuff, China pulled Plague Inc. from App Store.
I just said that.
He just said that.
Yeah,
I just said that.
I'm gonna leave now.
No, don't leave.
We're gonna wait. It's gotta happen. She's gonna come back. Probably. It's. Well, what the fuck are we gonna do now?
I don't know.
Me either.
I died.
Alright, next thing on the list that I have is IGN's the 14 new games that are coming out in March, or at least the ones that people care about. I don't know if you guys give a shit about any of these. I don't particularly.
What is it?
Like 14 new games that are coming out in March. So this month. Some of them are good, and then the others are just anime games. Like, the first one is a mixture of both. It's Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Rescue Team DX. Available on the Nintendo Switch, coming out March 6th. Along with that, on March 6th, is Murder by Numbers, which is an anime game. It's available on the Switch and PC. And then on the 11th, it's Ori and the Will of the Wisps. I have no idea what the fuck this game is. But it's available on PC and Xbox One. Then on the 13th, there's Neo 2, which is available on PS4 and PC. And My Hero 1's Justice 2, which is an anime game. Again, and that's all available on the Switch, PS4, Xbox One, and PC. And then there's two baseball games on the 17th, MLB The Show and RBI Baseball 20. So if you like playing baseball video games, go ahead and get those. Now, March 20th has probably the most exciting two games, which is Doom Eternal and Animal Crossing.
Yes.
Which one are you more excited
about? Animal Crossing.
Yeah, I fucking... Why is everyone so excited about Animal Crossing?
It's Animal Crossing. Why wouldn't you be excited?
Never played Animal Crossing.
I did once.
Oh. Hey, the new Half-Life game's coming out on March 23rd. Oh, it's VR? I did not know that. I don't have a VR headset. And then, there's no other games that aren't anime coming out, so I'm just gonna kinda skip over them on this list, because I don't fucking care, personally. You know what else we have going on? Did either of you guys see ads for Google Stadia?
What's that?
It's basically Google's video game thing. They're like, they advertise that what you do is you have an account and you have games and then you can play them on like anything, like literally anything, because you just download their app and they like run the game for you. But the amount of games that they had was like barely any, and no one fucking bought the thing. Like, I saw all these advertisements and I was like, damn, that's never gonna work out. No one's gonna just give up all the shit that they have already to get Google Stadia. And they fucking didn't.
Yeah. Yep.
Ark Survival Evolved. I don't know if it's the last DLC or not. Ark Genesis released. But no one really fucking cares, so we're gonna skip over that one pretty quick.
Hayden and Ian do.
Those are the only two people left on this earth that give a shit about that game.
They're a bunch of fucking nerdy losers.
I don't understand...
So am I.
Well, I remember playing that game and it was fun, but...
Yep.
Back before they added all the insane stuff.
Yeah, back before they ran out of ideas. It's like what they're doing with Rainbow Six Siege. Like, they have a bunch of cool shit, and then they're like, well, we don't know what else to put in, so we're just gonna kind of just fucking put random
stuff. Then don't add anything in!
I know, it's bullshit, because...
They're like, we gotta keep up with the schedule.
Well, the second that you quit updating a game, it kind of dies. You know, yeah. no one really... You know, there's no new shit, and once you've done everything, and it gets repetitive...
If you update it over and over again with pointless updates, it'll die.
Yeah.
That's why the Rainbow community is...
That's why Minecraft's dying.
No, I wouldn't say Minecraft is.
Kinda. I don't like all this new netherite stuff.
It's kinda weird, in my opinion. Because,
the Isle didn't run out of ideas yet.
Well,
there's a lot of dinosaurs.
Yeah,
that is true. There is ideas. Yeah, they don't need ideas.
No.
They just need dinosaurs.
Need more dinosaurs. I kind of want the Isle to make like a Jurassic World Evolution type game.
Why is that?
I don't know. I just want to build a park with these dinosaurs.
I think that once the Isle... It'll never be finished, but once it's finished enough to the point where they can actually, like, maybe work on a new game, they could probably make a badass game after the Isle, just because I like what this dev team has done with the Isle.
Yeah.
I think they should add feathers to their dinosaurs.
I think you should just shut up.
I think that if they were going to do that, they would have to do a thing.
Be like the hunter. The dinosaur hunter game. Where all the dinosaurs are feathered, even the trike.
Even the trike. They fucking just put two little.
No, they put quills on the back of it, like a pistachio.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When did they become... Who the fuck started calling them pistachios?
I did. Well, actually, the Game Beaver did, but... I copied them.
Yeah, but now, like, the entire community knows them as pistachios.
Or tacos. Because of the Gaming Beaver. He's, like, the most popular dinosaur YouTuber out there.
Yeah, probably. I don't even know any other fucking dinosaur YouTubers.
Insomnia is just retarded.
Yeah, some of the shit that he says and does, I'm like, really? Really?
He's supposed to be a dinosaur YouTuber, yet he knows nothing about anything.
Yeah, you're right. He doesn't know shit.
There's two tons.
At least the Gaming Beaver knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, but he still hasn't fucking uploaded the goddamn...
Nobody cares.
I care. I care.
You're the only one.
No, there's about four other people who keep commenting on his videos where the fuck is.
Four other people!
Yeah, no, but there are some other people who are angered that he has not put out another goddamn Planet Zoo video. So I've had to start watching shittier YouTubers do it, and I don't like it because they're not good.
The Gaming Beaver is actually, like, I don't know.
He's not even...
He's like, I think he's funny.
I don't. I've never really thought he was funny. I just watch it because his content's not shit.
You know? Oh my. Sarah, I like that. You're like a little child, and I'm a full-grown man with the van.
Yeah, but I fight back.
Okay.
No. You get in my van.
You know what I'm excited for?
Hmm.
I'm excited for this podcast to go up and you to just randomly say that shit because no one knows what you're talking about.
She's playing as a Velociraptor and I'm a Utah on Deathmatch.
Mmm. I see. Well, are you guys at all excited for the Marvel series that's coming out on Disney Plus?
Nope. Yes.
Well, I could have expected that response, I guess. Sarah, do you have Disney Plus?
No.
Oh, damn.
I know.
I'm excited. I'm most excited for Loki out of all of them.
Yes, I want to watch the Loki one.
I don't know what's going on.
Well, the...
Get the fuck out of here, stupid ass.
The WandaVision one has finished production and will release in December of 2020. Oh, you chased him away. Look what you've done.
I also moved recording one.
Yeah, wait. Oh, God. You did. Wait, what?
I moved it back.
Poop.
No.
Oh. Moved it AFK.
Hey.
You guys are mean.
Hey. Colby?
Hi.
Did you know that Judge Judy is going to stop filming after 25 years of filming?
I see how it is.
This is not consensual, okay?
Well, neither is Judge Judy, but you know what? She's going to stop filming.
No, Judge Judy. My mom and dad watch you all the time.
I know, my fucking grandparents watch Judge Judy all the time, and whenever I go there to fucking eat, I'm tired of listening to Judge Judy scream at some poor person who she does... there was a case where this guy... Okay, he was an asshole for it, but he was like... He was one of those IRL vloggers.
Mm-hmm.
And he went on a date and didn't tell this girl that he was IRL vlogging. And he's trying to explain to Judge Judy what Twitch and IRL vlogging is, and she just doesn't fucking understand any of it and is getting pissed at him because she doesn't understand it. It was a interesting episode.
I didn't watch that.
Well, there's good news about Judge Judy. It may be done filming, but she is creating another show.
Ah, what is it?
It's literally the same thing, and it's called Judy Justice.
Oh my god!
But why?
Because, well, the reason for it is she's tired of working with CBS. And she's gonna... I don't know... Let me pull up my... Figgity phone here, and because I have the post saved, I think she's going to Fox, to be 100% honest with you. But yeah, Judge Judy is ending her CBS show after 25 years. She's 77? Fucking Christ.
What? She does not look 77. Not really.
Alright, well. Fuck, I was gonna say something about Judge Judy, but I don't... Oh, yeah. I read that she was the highest-paid TV personality, like, that's on TV currently. You know how much she makes a year?
You're not even hitting me. Oh.
Judge Judy makes $33 million a year.
She doesn't deserve it.
No, she doesn't. She just sits there and yells at people.
She just acts like a bitch on TV, yup.
Yeah, I know. That's gonna be my shtick.
Yeah, yeah, this and this and this. Judge Madge, shut the fuck up!
That's basically how it is. And, like, the newer episodes where she has her hair pulled back, she's, like, super bitchy compared to old Judge Judy. Because there'll be, like, a person who's like, yeah, the defendant's dog bit my dog and killed it. And she'll be like, well, was your dog on a leash? And he'll be like, no, it was in my backyard. She's like, it wasn't on a leash. You just got to get the fuck out of my courtroom. And the guy's like, but it bit my dog. It killed it. She's like, I don't care. Why not a leash? Get the fuck out.
Exactly.
And she's like, judgment for the plaintiff is in the amount of $2,000. I think the best part about...
Sad thing is, it's so accurate.
I think the best part about Judge Judy is, like, when people talk after she stands up, because there's, like, the two types of people. There's the people that have lost and are trying to get her to, like, come back. They're like, but my countersuit! Or they're like, but Judge, no! And then there's the people that are won, and, like, this isn't racist, I promise, but it's especially black people that do it. And they're like, thank you, Judge! Thank you! You know, you guys not talking after that really made that seem worse than it was. Okay, are we out of topics? Is it time to end the podcast?
Yes.
All right, time to end the podcast. Who's doing the outro?
The man that's silent. Hello.
Hi.
Sir. Do it.
What?
Do the outro.
Doesn't know how to say a few words.
What?
You're supposed to do the outro. We're ending the podcast.
Ouch.
God damn it.
Alright, I'll do the outro. Okay, thank you guys for listening to our podcast. Join our Discord server and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Yeah, do both of those. And follow us on Twitter, because we have that. As well as Judge Judy. You should follow her on Twitter, too. Alright, bye.